Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Visit with Cookie, with Rick and Debbie this Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73, Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of the Visit with Cookie with Rick and Debbie this Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73, Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of the Visit with Cookie with Rick and Debbie this 21st of, this Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73, Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of the Visit with Cookie with Rick and Debbie this Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73, Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of the Visit with Cookie this with Rick and Debbie this Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73.
Pink nose and the rest of it white, it don't matter.
Doesn't make no difference whether he ain't got no nose or not. I still ain't got nothing in.
Well, you will. He's a big horse.
He's a good horse, too.
What?
He's a good horse. He got some sense.
He's an intelligent horse. I can't see.
That's cool. He got some sense.
I didn't know it had this much here. I didn't know it had.
I gathered the nut part. I was coming up the lane.
Did you?
Yeah.
God almighty. No, that's a... that horse stands way up off the ground.
He's all right. He's all right. That old horse is.
I just
give him to you. No, he didn't give him to me. I mean, I made him think of it. Cost me a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, you didn't let on like you was getting a bargain.
Well, you can't do that. You'd die. Yeah. I've got another pretty one at the house.
Oh, have you?
Appaloosa Stallion. Well, he's a pony style Appaloosa. I mean, a pretty little son of a gun.
Big as Missy?
No. About the size of that little jackass I had. You didn't see that jackass.
No, I missed the
jackass. You didn't miss nothing. Well, you remember that little pony horse that Frank rode.
Do I remember him?
Just about such a size animal as he is.
Well,
he's
I'm
gonna be.
You, that's as much horse as a man needed.
Just about that. He's gonna be just about that size. He's only a 3-year-old. And he is right. When I ought to get on one like that and ride him without anything, you know dang well he's right.
Yeah. Well, if he's anywhere akin to Tony, that Tony was the smartest horse, one of the smartest horse I ever saw.
He had more sense than all the rest of the horses put together, that little joker did.
And more sense than the people that rode him.
That's right. And I think I got the mate for him. Only, except in color. It's, little colt I got is colored about like this old horse out here.
Yeah.
He sure is.
Yeah.
And he's got a head full of sense. You can walk up out there in the field and catch him anywhere. Anybody can. Alice, Becky.
Now that's not the Appaloosa.
That's the Appaloosa that I bought Saturday.
Well, Appaloosa's got, a lot of them is sort of got an off color in it.
Yeah, they ain't, they don't bring no money on the market, them off color and don't either.
Oh.
Lots of people buy the color.
Oh, really?
That's
all they think about looking for is
something beautiful.
They don't give a damn care about what the horse is.
They don't give a damn what's inside. Just a beautiful blanket on it, you know?
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, they don't give a damn what it looks like, what's got inside, just so it's got a beautiful blanket on it.
Yeah. I've thought about that a lot of times.
I got on that joker. They started him off at a $20 bill. I just looked at him for a little bit. I kept rattling around there and got up to $32 and a half. And then they called for 35. They got 35 and they just sat there and they rattled and they rattled and they rattled and they couldn't get nowhere.
So you just let them simmer.
Just simmer for a little bit.
Supper.
Yeah.
Sweat.
Then I gave him the 2.5 mark and got him.
He tied to him by then.
Yeah, I got him $37.06.
Yeah.
And he'll work, pull a cart, he'll do it all.
Or he'll plow.
If he'll pull a cart, he'll have to plow. And if I take an ocean, he'll have to plow anyway.
What did you do, Cookie? You remember, we used this little light plow of yours out here and busted it up. You remember that?
Yeah.
It just, no strength in the wood.
Yeah.
And you rebuilt it or something.
Yeah.
What did you do to it?
Put a new beam in it.
Is that all?
That's all.
We didn't break the shares, the
handles? No.
We just broke the beam.
That's right.
It's a wooden beam, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd forgotten it was here. It's out here. We put it out here where the weather wouldn't get it.
Yeah, it's my big plow's out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'd known that, I'd been putting in some collars or something.
It's my big plow, both out there.
Well, I tell you. Now, you see, you didn't have any fancy doing it over there in the pasture when you rode over there the other day on that white stallion with a pink nose. You didn't have anything to compare him with. There wasn't any critical people out there. And he looked good. He looked just as good as a horse needed to look.
He got all the style in the world if he just had a little bit of flesh on him. He's got all the style in the world. All he needs is just a little bit of grocery, tender love and care. And I'm going to give him both.
You got some groceries?
I got the groceries. And I'm going Saturday and Sunday and get some more groceries.
I'll get me a load.
I'm going to bring back a whole trailer load. Well, now, you don't want the kind of groceries I'm bringing back. It's too expensive.
I want some back sweet hay.
I've got 1,500 bale of it sold for $3 a bale.
That's that. Well, let me tell you.
$3
You know that stuff you brought and left two or three bales here?
Yeah.
You know that's still sweet?
That's right. It'll stay that way.
It's the damnedest stuff I ever saw.
It never loses its strength.
It's still out there. I didn't have the heart to feed it.
too good to feed, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's right. No more than I had.
Well, I'm going up there. I'm taking a load of cattle to Greenville, South Carolina. I'm going to take four heifers up there. Then I'm taking four on to Petersburg, Virginia for a show. Then I'm going back over to Dad's and load up with hay and contract another 1,250 bales.
Well, I'm sorry you're getting into the hay business, because what you picked up over there may be the last I make this thing, you know? There hadn't been a day. You see, if I had a fluffer, I could take it up the next day.
I don't know.
Well, I know.
Whether the rain gonna would hold off or not.
Well, that's right. It'd last about 2 hours, holding off long enough over there.
You know what? And up at Dad's, since April, since we went up there and brought the old folks down in April. In April, I believe it rained 18 days. May, I think it rained either 14 or 15 days. June, I think it rained 21 days.
Good Lord.
July, I think it either rained 14, 15, or 16 days. They wrote and told us how many days it had rained every month. And it amounted up to over half of the time that it had rained.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's not hay weather.
No, and hay...
And you see, when it's not raining, it can be cloudy.
Yeah, you still can't put up no hay.
Well, if you put it up, it ain't very good. It's got a cure.
You gotta have some of that hot sun to cure it quick. Keep it from laying there and bleaching out. If you bleach it out, well, you still ain't got nothing.
Ain't got nothing but
sawdust.
Filler. Something to fill them up with. No. You know, that tastes rather good for a change. I've been drinking that old black coffee. I've been drinking much, it's so hot.
I've been putting it away.
And a quarter of a cup.
I've been carrying it with me.
Ah! Don't tell me.
That's right.
You mean the coffee's got to the point where you can't buy it?
Coffee's got, well, it ain't good when you do buy it.
No, I know that.
I guess it's the thought of paying that 26 cents a cup for it.
That's part of it.
Then if you pay 26 cents for a cup of coffee, you want something that you can enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just got me a thermos bottle, and I make me a quart of coffee and take it with me.
Well, we used to get a cup of cider for a nickel.
You used to get a mug of beer for 10 cents.
No.
Very cold, foamy
Absolutely.
Beer.
Absolutely. No. When?
I bought many a mug for 10 cents.
Yeah.
That's right. Them old big mugs, stand up there like that, got the handle on them, you know, where you can knock a man in the head with. I got two of them at home.
Well, you never thought you'd come to that where you'd have to take your coffee with you.
No, but I tell you, it's done come to that. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, I never thought this would happen so quick. Kez is off 20 cents yesterday.
That's off. How are they off?
Market flooded.
They flooded it.
They flooded it last week. Last week, they sold over 1,600 head of cattle in Gainesville.
Yeah.
And there was approximately 2,000 head there yesterday.
Oh, they ain't waiting until the...
They know they're losing their shirt. I took a load in for Bobby Anderson, and here's five that sold. This is heavy, grain-fed steers.
Uh-oh. 800?
No, they weighed 635 one day, but brought 51 cents.
Yeah.
a pound. Another one weighed 5.95 and brought 56 cents a pound. Another one weighed 6.15 and brought 49 cents a pound. Another one weighed 600 pounds, brought $51.16. Another one weighed 610 pounds, brought 58 bucks. That is grain fed.
Grain fed. Well?
Big, fat, round steer calves.
What was it bringing there a week before?
78 to...
Oh, you mean that much off?
That's right. That is right. Because Bobby Anderson lost his shirt yesterday on him. But I know what he did for him.
Oh, he paid a high price
for it. He
gave
65 cents for him.
Yeah.
He gave 65 cents for him.
That's 400. Well, that grain fed cost him money.
And that grain's costing me money now. I went to Quitman, Georgia 2 weeks ago today. Me and Jack Stokes. And we bought a ton of feed. We bought it at noon on Tuesday for $4.85 a hundred. We went to Loaders at 4:30. It had went to $5.50 a hundred. Just that quick. Horse feed.
How do you count for that?
Yeah. Corn.
Corn going up that fast, not much corn, is that it?
That's right. We've had too much rain.
They couldn't put it in.
They couldn't put it in. Then when they did get it in, it didn't do no good. It drowned it. You can get too much rain as well as not enough rain.
If you put corn in the bottom land, you got to have a, you can't have a wet year.
Mm-mm. There ain't much in between anymore either.
Good Lord. Just like that. That was in Georgia.
That was in Georgia. That was within 5 hours. It went up 65 cents a hundred.
Well,
and that same day, horses went off.
No.
Went they did. They sure did.
A lot?
Well,
you mean?
The old common killers. Went from 11 down to 3 cents.
That's a lot.
Bottom fell out on them.
3 cents?
3 cents a pound.
They just got all the meat thing now.
I know, because I brought mine. My no-sale mine took them to Jacksonville and put them in the killer pen for 7 cents. Lost money.
Yeah, just going over there.
Yeah. I had some old ding-a-lings that wasn't worth a plug nickel. Me and Jack together. We were going to take them up there and sell them, you know. One day I started trying to buy them for $21 a head. I said, So I'm going to take out and put it in the pen. We paid no sale bill on it. Took them to Jacksonville. Got 7 cents for them.
But you didn't make much.
No, I didn't make no money.
After that trip and everything over there. That's right smart handling.
Yeah, a lot of running.
A lot of running. Well, if you do that cooking, how you going to pick up these little loads and take them in the market, you know, with old Sanchez sort of pinch hitting for him.
Oh, I'll make it. I ain't gonna make no long run, Fred.
I know that, but I mean, when you running around to Georgia and to Jacksonville, no.
Well, he'll just have to catch me in between spells. I ain't gonna quit my regular business just to help him out. I'll help him out when he can catch me. But he'll have to catch me first.
Well, people call in.
Yeah. They call me, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, you can't hang around just for one load.
No, I ain't. No. I'm gonna stay on the move.
You can't let them tie you up all day Sunday and Monday for $15.
Mm-mm. It was like yesterday morning. I loaded Bobby Anderson's at 6:30. Took him into the market. Pulled my truck out there at the front and parked it. I didn't get parked good till Jack Whitehurst, Owen Williston, gave me a call on two-way radio and told me he'd come to Chetty's farm and pick up a load and take him in there.
Oh, you got it direct.
Got it direct.
Yeah. How did you happen to hear
it? I just happened to be there. I just sitting there.
Well, he might have been calling you sometime.
Could have been.
Do you know where to go at Chetty's farm?
Yeah.
Which way to go? Out 441?
No, I went out Williston Cutoff out there, just the other side of I-75, just west of I-75. I picked up a lot of bulls there and hauled them all over the country.
Oh, west of I-75?
Yeah.
In Chetty on the east?
Hmm. No, that's Miss Chetty out there. She's a Black Angus. She raised Black Angus. She ships them all over the United States.
Well, I know. But you mean I-75 cut her off? I just lost track of it. I just don't know how it lays out there. She used to be on this side, you know.
No, she's west. She's almost halfway into Williston.
Well, that's somebody else. What Miss Chitty is that?
I don't know. She got that big Black Angus ranch out there.
Well, she got land all through that country.
Yeah. She got, I don't know how many head of Black Angus she's got.
She don't have just a head. She got a herd.
Herd, that's right.
She got a herd in this field and a herd in another.
Well, she's the one I'm going to take an oath to South Carolina and Virginia for.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's Jeanette.
Jeanette?
They tell me she's nice to work for.
She is.
If you can get around Henry.
Just ignore him.
Well, I tried to.
Just ignore
time, but
him.
But I never could get around him.
Of course, she is, as old saying goes, she wears breeches.
Well, she was taking care of the nursery every time I was over there.
By golly, let me tell you, when she tells old Henry to go, now he moves on.
Does he? Well, I've never seen that.
I've been out there. I've hauled a lot of bulls for them people.
Every time I got out there, old Henry was in evidence.
Well, I back up to loading and shooting. Now, Mr. Cookie, just stand back. Just take care of your gate. That's all we want you to do.
Oh, really?
That's right. You just shut the gate. That's all we want you to do.
And they do the rest.
That's right. I don't touch one of them bulls.
They don't want anybody messing with them.
If anybody else gets in there, them bulls goes crazy. That's right. Absolutely.
Well, the bulls don't like it.
No, because they handle them. They're used to them. They know what they'll do.
Yeah. All they got to do is just sort of guide them.
If it takes it. She'll put the hot shot on him, buddy.
Oh, will she?
Yes, not fella. She carries one. She's got one.
Oh, does she?
And she gets that bull started up to shoot. He's gonna go in that trailer.
Yeah. Now, you see, that's what I'd like to do. I'd love to go over there and help you load sometime. If I could go someplace like that.
All I do is just stand at that gate.
Yeah.
And see, don't, when they're getting them moved around and get them up to the load and shoot, she got a big long stick about that long, just like everybody uses, a big walking stick like I got out there. Why, she goes all back with both hands and just gives them one hell of a wallop.
On the haunch?
Well, with a head in any place.
Yeah, right. Where it comes handy.
Yeah. And she says,
does she
maybe
speak to him or just?
Yes, she talks to him.
Can she use a voice?
She can talk.
What does she say?
She cuss him out once in a while.
She talk to him all the time?
Yeah.
See how
she does it herself.
She must not have one of those thin, high-pitched voices.
No, whenever it comes to that, well, she got that hot shot in the walking stick, and she puts him to work.
Yeah.
She lets him do the talking.
Yeah. Well, it don't take much persuasion of them animals.
I took two to Arcadia at one time, and I loaded them up. I pulled out on the highway, checked my tires, and checked things over, because I knew when I got on 75, I wasn't going to stop. I pulled out there, well, I pulled into Crystal there, that Crystal Restaurant there at I-75, and checked things over. Went in, got me a cup of coffee, and come back out. When I got back out there, the bull I had in the back compartment, he was laying down. Took off, and before I got to Ocala, a friend of mine pulled up beside me and said, "Say," he said, "you got two bulls down back there." I said, "Well, they're all right. They'll ride down just as well as they will up." And I guess them bulls rode laying down all the way to Arcadia.
They brought it home.
They laid right down in that trailer, because I had it bedded, you know, had hay in there.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you bet it, or they bet it?
I did. I know what to do when I go out there. I put bedding in there for them. Them bulls laid right there till I got to Arcadia, I guess. Because when I got the Lazy Oak Ranch in Arcadia, back then to unload them, I had to jump them up. Got you blocked off out there,
no,
though?
No, you
just
sit right there.
Okay. Old Sanchez, he don't, he not so much interested in this little pickup work now.
No. He only got one truck he runs permanent on local pickup. He used to have three or four.
Yes.
One truck. Well, he's got two trucks. But now one of them is only one he runs steady. And he's got five tractors and trailers. Five and big yokers.
Oh, he has.
He's got five of them.
Well, when in the world
lot of this stuff goes way off.
A lot of it goes to California.
Hmm.
Wallace Cobb buys for two or three firms in California. California. And Farm Bureau, they sent 3,000 head to Arkansas. 3,000 head, 400 or 500 pound head.
Good Lord.
Arkansas. Mm. And Sanchez hauled them off. Well, I know that took the 8 of Oklahoma was for the Farm Bureau, too.
Oh, you've been to Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you have.
I took a load of the 8 of Oklahoma for.
Oh.
Well, did you tell us about that last time you were here?
Yeah. I took 122 head to cash to 8 of Oklahoma.
In that truck?
No, and hit one. I drove one of his trucks.
Sanchez?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not much in that, is there?
I was gone 3 days, made $150.
Golly, that's going to raise the price of meat.
Gone 3 days, made $150.
And why not, anything? No cost.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't buy your gasoline out of that.
Mm-mm, I didn't buy nothing.
You just now getting established, aren't you?
I'm not established yet.
You ain't as far along as you're going.
Huh. Well, did I tell you what happened last Wednesday?
Didn't tell me.
I get 100% disability from Social.
No, don't tell me. Well, that cuts off that insurance.
Huh?
That cancels that insurance?
It's gonna help.
It's gonna help the Social Security.
How'd it take him so long, Cookie?
I don't know. They just work slow.
They got a backlog.
So they... Yeah, I had to appear before the big man from Maryland, and from Baltimore, from Washington. He's the big wheel in this Social Security deal. And I went in, he said, do you have an attorney? Yes, sir. Well, he said, I don't see him. I said, well, I don't think I need him right here, right now. And he said, you gonna represent yourself? I said, me and these letters I got in my pocket, I think will just about represent anybody. So he sat down and told me what he had to say, and Dr. Dixon, he's from the university, he's
he's the one that passed on you before?
Yeah. He's the one helped, and he was sitting there. Then Dr. Kress, I got another letter from him. And I had a letter from Dr. Harmon. I had a letter from the health department. Had him in my pocket. So he told me what all he had to say. Now don't ask me what he wanted, what all he said, because I didn't pay no attention to it. I wasn't interested in what he had to say at that time. So he read off all this, what the people had talked to about me, all this kind of good junk. There wasn't the two that had told him anything about me working. And you can't guess who they were. They had called the house and talked to Frank on the 20th day of June.
Yeah.
Didn't tell Frank who they were. They wanted to know what I was doing. Say Frank told them what I was doing. All right, and then he called Laura. Want to know what I was doing. And at that time, I happened to be up country horse trading. And she told him that I was up in Georgia or Alabama or someplace a horse trading. And I was. So he asked me, he read all the rest of them down, read them through. And I said, now look, I ain't the brightest person in the world. But I said, now that here's two statements that you have got supposedly from my family. And his wife was there, a secretary. She said, yes, sir. She said, I talked to him. I said, now, is that giving me a legal chance? I said, if a man is in down in low enough and needing it bad enough, regardless of his feelings, I said, he'll do just about anything. And his old judge said, yes, sir, that's right. And I said, now, if you needed $200 or $300, needed it bad, I didn't have it, and they're going to foreclose on your property, I said, but you get out here and go get it some way, somehow. He said, you're damn right.
Is that right?
I said, now I think you ought to just scratch these two statements and base my evidence from these other 18. He said, all right, but scratch them too. All right, then old Dr. Dixon, he read the rest of them off. Well, he said, I can't see no other choice only to give him 100% disability. He said, we've talked to these people periodically from the I know Mr. Cook from the 7th day of last March a year ago. And his own family is the only one that gives us any information about him working, and he states that he had to do it then. And he said, I think we ought to give him 100% disability and pay him back till the 7th of March or 17th.
Yeah, that's all retro.
Retroactive. And he said, okay. He said, we'll leave it like that. It will pay you back the 7th day of March of 72 and pay you, then we will advance you forward, and pay you forward for 6 months or until we find a job that you can hold out on for 8 hours without your medication. I said, okay. I said, you find me the job and I'll try. But there ain't no way in hell am I going to be able to stand it.
You're just going to need medication?
I'm just going to need it.
Yeah.
So these niggas pull that prank and I can be just as black as they are.
Oh, really?
I know a nigga right there in Hawthorne. He's 34 years old. And he's gone, his Social Security, 100% disability, and he slipped in the bank of Hawthorne and fractured his hip when he was mopping the floor.
Yeah.
And he's dang sure gone his Social Security.
And they can't find a thing for him.
They can't find nothing for him to do. Well, they ain't can't find nothing for me to do. I'm on a horse trade. That's why I say I was far. I haven't went to my peak yet. All ago.
And all this is just on the side.
Yeah.
In other words, you ain't working for Sanchez. You just ought to have it now.
Yeah. And he pays me in the long green. I don't get no check from nobody.
And he understands that.
He knows that. I told him. He said, I understand. He said, I'll pay you in cash.
Cookie, that means right much, doesn't it? That
900%. See, I'll get before the children. I'll draw before the children. And myself. For 18 months. In the rear. Then I'll draw it. I know I'll draw it 6 months in advance or until they find me something to do. And I ain't going to find nothing to do. Because I ain't going to stand still. I paid it in. It's my money.
Yeah, you've been paying on it ever since you started.
That's right. Ever since 1944.
Now, what's that going to do to that $268 a month?
It's going to help me get out of that.
But it hasn't done it yet.
We haven't got to the bottom of that yet, but it's going to help me get out of that. You wait and see.
You've had to wait, haven't you? Sweat it out.
I've been sweating it out, but I'm finally coming to the top. I mean, it's paying off.
You never give up? You always figured it would something come out of it.
Well, I had a sort of a sneaking feeling it would. And the lawyer, he thinks everything's going to be all right.
Did you think the lawyer helped you?
Yeah. Because he's the one who got these letters for me.
I see.
He went to the doctor and he got these letters.
Oh, I see.
I took them in and showed them.
Yeah, Social Security didn't get the letters.
No.
Well, you had the letters with you.
I had them in my pocket. They didn't know nothing about it. They had one letter from Dr. Chris. That's the only letter they had. And I had these other three in my pocket that I took as additional evidence and made it.
And this ain't your rig?
No, this ain't my rig. It ain't my name. No, it ain't my name.
Well, now you kept them letters. You didn't give them to them.
No, I didn't give them to them. I got them. I'm gonna keep them too.
You just let them look at them.
I let them look at them. Their name wasn't on the top of it. No way.
I can't see that thing. Can you? I'll turn on the light if you want.
That's for
half cook.
That's some fine time. Frank's name.
What's in Frank's name?
That trailer?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was in Jack Stokes' name.
No. Well, see, Jack had been went and bought him another one. He couldn't pay road tax. If you got two of them, you gotta pay road tax. So when he bought his other one, I had to get that and change it into Frank's name. I didn't want it in my name. I don't want nothing in my name.
But if anything happens to it, they can't get anything out of Frank.
No, because he ain't got nothing.
And they ain't likely to have anything.
Not at the rate he's going, he ain't going to have nothing. He ain't even got transportation now.
You mean he's a mechanic and don't have a car?
Ain't that the way it always was with me? Drove all the junk?
Yeah.
Until I quit mechanicking?
Yeah. Well, I don't quite understand that, but, shoot.
Yeah, anyway. I got things going my way. I don't know how long. I know turn backwards tomorrow.
Well,
so far I've been going my way.
I don't know. I think about everything that happened to you that could.
I even cussed the paper man out last night. Told him to quit leaving paper at my house.
You didn't want any of that old news?
I didn't want that, no. It's not that old news. I mean, I didn't want him pulling up in my yard and demanding this and demanding that. Saturday, he pulled up in the yard and just sat there. And heard anyway, that's fine, what he wanted. He come and collect for the paper. That was just paid 2 weeks ago. But he got married here about a month ago. That is 8th time. Alright, he's up right close to 80 years old, and he married this woman. I guess she's around 30, 28, 30. And you think Helen was big. God, she got a station wagon. She, I think sometimes she has to ride in the middle seat. He married her here about a month, 6 weeks ago. And her ex-old man had fell down on a alimony. Hadn't been paying her alimony. Well, they was going to collect in advance for the paper.
Oh.
See, today's only the 21st. Yesterday, Saturday was the 18th. Well, they wanted to collect till the first of the month for the paper. Well, the old bastard, he wouldn't come in the afternoon to collect. He had to come about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Just after Helen went to bed, see?
Yeah.
Now that's what made me mad. I didn't care for paying the old bastard in advance.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that. But him coming down there at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, waking Helen up.
And he knew it.
And I didn't fail to tell him last night either. I told him I didn't appreciate it a bit. And as of last night, I wanted my money back for the rest of the month on the paper. But I wasn't taking his damn old paper. I said, I'll go to Gainesville and buy me one before I buy one off of you. Well, he just made me mad and hit me the wrong way, and that's just what I told him.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah. Well, he understands that.
That woman that he married is the one that done all that thing.
Oh, yeah. She put him up to it.
She put him up to it. Because the devil's in her and bigger than that dead horse out there.
You knew her?
Yeah. She caused all kinds of trouble in Hawthorne. Yeah, she caused all kinds of trouble in Hawthorne.
Male population?
Yeah.
And so she just took this old fella in?
She just took him for a ride in his own wagon. And he done the pulling.
Yeah. How about that? That's what I always wanted to do, Cookie.
Nobody listen.
Just let somebody else do the work. That's good.
Now, she won't let him live in papers by himself. There's no way.
So you won't collect?
She does. She goes and does the collecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wouldn't have done all that until Saturday, and I didn't feel telling so. Somebody didn't appreciate him a damn bit.
But what didn't think he could do about it?
Yeah, but there was something that I could do about it. I could tell him about it and quit taking his paper.
You ought to told her.
Well, I would have if she'd answered the phone.
Oh.
Well, if I ever see her on the road, I'll probably tell her anyway.
Well, I see, they can be a nuisance like that, but I don't know. He having a hard time, could he?
Well, I'm not the only one that complained. See, that whole subdivision over in front of me, there ain't nobody takes the paper over there no more. Just on her account.
They don't want her being
bothered with her, because she's nothing, she's no good, just sorry. She could be something if she would.
That's curious, isn't it? Get the whole town down on her.
That's right. She asked for it. Her first husband, he worked all the time. I know him. I run a milk route with him. I was working for Carson Sherry.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Well, you know her then from way back.
Yeah. They hadn't been married too long.
And she got things her own way then?
To a certain extent. And then that just bad, then went from bad to worse, I don't blame Winston a bit in the world. He tried to get along with her.
Well,
anybody that grab at 2:00 in the morning and go run his milk route, and then they get back in by 2:00 in the afternoon and go on another job and work 4 or 5 or 6 hours. To make it, and let her run through with it the way she did and drink and carry on. He took it longer than I would have.
Yeah. I do. Well, she just ain't satisfied with a quiet life, is she?
She ain't gonna be satisfied.
What does she think she needs? A little excitement?
Well, I'll tell you what she needs first of all. She needs somebody to show her who's boss.
Well, Winston couldn't do that.
He didn't. He could have, but he didn't. He saw the easy going on.
Yeah. He ever put in that many hours, he had to be sort of easy going, didn't he?
He's just aggressive. I mean, he like to go, like to work.
And she liked to spend it.
She did, too.
Let me tell you. You know, Miss Bessie died.
Yeah.
Well, she'd been down here all summer, you know. They took her out of the rest home. She was starving down there. And she looked like she's going to pick up there for a while. You know how they do. She's almost 90. Well, anyhow, then they had to put her back in the hospital for a week or two, and then they discharged her from the hospital. They couldn't do anything for her. So this little Bessie, they called her, took care of her. It went way back when Miss Bessie was in New York, way back. And this fellow Tom, he come up to New York then, and didn't have a penny. And Miss Bessie was running a boarding house. And she told him he could eat as long as she could eat. And he never got over that. And that's how come she had somebody to take care of her when she got to the stage. It wasn't Tom took care of her, it was Tom's wife, Little Bessie they call her. Well, let me tell you, she's, I don't know whether you saw or not, but she's a large woman. She's tall, and she's got arms here. She just take up this thing here and set it over in your lap without ever turning red in the face or whatever red color they turn. And she got a voice, you know, she can just be talking, you can hear her out there to the ground. She's big, she's strong.
I don't remember seeing him yet.
But she's had a sort of hard life, rough life. She went to the dentist, and I don't know if it was the first time or the second time, but she has a toothache, and she went in there and told him to take that tooth out, and just while he's at it, take out the rest of them down there. Took out all the lower teeth, put in a plate, and the plate didn't fit. Now, when she talks or eats, she looks like a horse chewing corn. She's well shod, you might say, down there.
Yeah.
Well, she's not deformed or anything, but she just got a bigger jaw than she's born with. She worked up there after she got to New York. Well, it's a long story. When she finally got to New York in the middle 30s, in the Depression, she worked with this lady in a little bitty old restaurant. The woman had lost everything. So she started out a little hamburger place. She's on concrete. You know that story. She went to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she said she stayed there till a quarter of a can at night, 6 days a week. On concrete. So sooner or later she had got about everything. She had got her feet, and she fell down and busted her knee. But still, she's a pretty powerful person. Now, did you see that side where they just put in all that time? She did the baking, and then when the meal time comes, she helps serve. Do you ever see any of that? Well, when I come down here, Doris, that's Buddy's wife, she was doing that down the trade winds. And she's working 6 or 7 days a week.
Hmm.
And she was big and she was hefty. I never run into that. But you see the way it is, I could have run into it and wouldn't know it. And see, I wouldn't know it now if Miss Bessie hadn't been sick down there and we all just went down there and visited, you know. Nobody done that in your time here in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
In Lashley County.
No. Do you ever see any Mitchells out here?
Well, one of them works over there.
South Station, yeah, that's LC.
Yeah.
And George comes by, he mows lawns, doesn't he?
I don't know what.
He's the old man.
Yeah.
George.
It's, George his daddy? LC's daddy?
I don't know.
Oh, yes. LC works for me when I come down here, and he's a smart boy. And at the time he's up here months, they all indoctrinated him.
Well, now, he got some more boys, hasn't he, George has?
He got 15 and 20 children. I don't know what proportion of them boys.
I tell you what, I'd like to find out where 3 or 4 of them is. See if you get LC to talk. Find out where the rest of them are at.
Come in, sir.
Oh, it's a spray man.
It's okay to spray. Well, it's just so you got a good perfume to it.
I got.
Probably not.
Oh, there you go. Four of them were the bronze robber.
Okay.
In 6 different counties. Sure I have.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah. Boy, them Mitchell boys is wanted for armed robbery.
Oh.
Sure.
Are they boys or son-in-laws?
Boys.
I thought you got 2 boys now that's just out on the country.
Huh?
Both of them big enough to take your rig if they want it. They haven't done anything. I mean, they haven't worked in that game.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy lost her wash box, you know.
Yeah.
Well. And she got another one, lost it. A grandchildren.
Like it was my favorite song. Frankie took it and sold it. Well, I had the guarantee on it at home, you know. Serial number and everything. I just went and got it. I saw it and I knew it. I went back home and I checked my numbers to make sure that they was all according to haul, you know. I go back and I pick up the saber saw, put it in the truck, and drive off. Old boy come over there and said, didn't you pick up a saber saw at my station? I said, yes, sir. I said, that's the same one. Well, sure, he said, that's mine. He said, I bought that thing. I said, you did. I
I said, well, it just so happens that I got the guarantee on it and the serial number on it and the damn thing's in my name. And it's my saw. I said, who'd you buy it from? He said, I bought it from your son. I said, you go to my son and get your damn money because I'm going to keep the saw.
And he's of age, you don't have to be responsible.
I ain't responsible, so it's it's up to them now.
What'd he say then?
He just turned around and walked off.
Wasn't anything to
they
say?
There wasn't nothing he could say. I got my saber saw.
And that's over at Hawthorne?
Yeah, Frank sold it for $10. I wasn't about to give him $10 that saw back. Uh-uh. Helen bought that saw for me before I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
And Frank sold it for $10.
Well, you don't have a place to put your stuff up. I don't know how you got any tools left.
I ain't. I can't carry them all with me. I can't lock them all up in my shirt pocket. And then they'd knock me down.
You still got that welding?
Yeah.
You got that?
I got that welder, because it's too big. He can't put that in the trunk of his car. Because he ain't driving now.
Is Laura flourishing?
Oh, Laura's been off from work for 2 months.
Off from work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she hadn't worked in 2 months.
No.
She got her hurt, back hurt.
Oh. Be at the hospital?
Yeah.
Lifting somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, she hurt her back. She hadn't been, she goes back, I think it's the 29th. Goes back to the doctor the 29th. I don't know how long they're going to keep her out of work.
Well, she'd already had trouble.
Yeah.
Her back was weak.
Yeah. And they put her in there lifting and turning in patients.
Yeah.
That was in a full body cast. She had to turn them every hour, see. And got this one big nigger. I mean, she was a big somebody. Weighed right at a little better than 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And Laura had to turn her. She twisted her back. Couldn't get no help.
Of all places to put her. I guess they
rest of them is too darn lazy.
Yeah. I don't believe Laura will ever be lazy.
No, and she's done messed herself up now, or she'll never be worth a nickel. She'll never be able to go back on that floor and do the work she once did. With us. Them discs will just keep slipping back now.
Yeah. She's going to have to stand up straight.
She's going to have to stand out there and tell the rest of them what to do.
Let me tell you, a lot of things can happen to a fella, but there's one thing I don't want, and that's one of those slip discs. Mm-hmm. I just simply don't want any of that.
It's where Grandpa up there now, I mean, of course. See, he had that new hip joint put in a little over a year ago. Well, he's going to have to go have the other one put in now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Tell you what you're going to, what you're hauling today now.
Nothing.
you just open for the, till somebody catches you.
I'm gonna go load up my horses and I've got the trade on, and I imagine I'll go horse trading. See if I can change the color of them.
I got a horse trading story I'm gonna read to you sometime. It's in the little book in there, a little paperback.
Yeah. Either do that or either trade them or change the color of them or put some more pictures in my pocket.
Put some more
pictures. George Washington's pictures.
Yeah.
that picnic out over there? You just eat indoors all the time?
I guess. I'm never around there much to eat.
Well, food tastes better outside, don't you know?
We haven't had a picnic all summer.
I haven't. I'm telling you the truth. I haven't eaten there.
We haven't had a picnic since Helen brought her folks down. Have we? If it was, it was just a little old ham and egg sort of thing. It wasn't a real picnic.
They won't go no place, them old people won't. I've tried to get Grandpa to go with me, and he won't do it. Try to get him from down here. No, he won't do it.
Yeah.
He sits right there.
Well,
in the chair.
Yeah.
He's going to sit right there and rock.
Yeah.
And I told him so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't break it off that short, but I let him know that that's the way I felt about it.
Well, he just... As long as he feels no pain, he's going to stay there.
Yeah. Can you smell it?
Mm-hmm.
I wish you'd come in and catch some of these little birds that fly around in here, them black ones.
Yeah.
Oh, they move around. As soon as you turn the lights out at night, you can hear them.
Yeah. I've got to go.
Okay, I'll go out here and see your horse again.
It's Channel 2 over. The end of visit was around 1600-1700. The end of visit with Cookie this Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73, with Rick and Debbie. Channel 2 over. Around 1700, the end of visit with Cookie. This was this Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73, with Rick and Debbie. Channel 2 over. End of visit with Cookie. Around 1700, the end of visit with Cookie. This Tuesday morning, the 21st of August, 73, with Rick and Debbie.